You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Dan Levitard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Evaluate Top Shot account. You're going to be so jealous.
I'm going to do this.
Oh, people are going to kill me for that take, but it's true because you're idiots.
I'm in on Top Shot.
Yeah?
I'm going to try it.
You have to wait in a line for like hours to buy these, Stugatz. You're not in on Top Shot.
What do you mean, wait in line?
Here's my account. Yeah,
Stugatz's going to try and like bluster
it's
on
a
it. Top
line,
Shot.
Be
like,
Stugatz.
Buddy, I'm Stugatz. So you got
not a real line. Digital line.
Number one sports podcast. Got to get in front of the line.
That's what I will do.
I know a guy.
Here's my account value.
I probably will know a guy.
My account value presently is $1,800. A total profit of $823. That is an 84%
ROI. You spent $1,000 on these cards?
I told you, I spent $800 on an Obi Toppin because this Obi Toppin is going to be worth so much.
Wait, you bought that card for $800 from someone?
Yeah, because I got a low serial number.
Oh, my Lord. I
got a triple-digit serial number on Obi Toppin.
It's like a house. It's just a flipper.
Yeah, this one's gonna. This Obi Toppin thing, honestly, will get me a sports car, no doubt. If he wins the slam dunk contest, for
I've
sure.
never actually seen it in action before.
Look at that!
It's literally just a corner three mm-hmm. in an empty Banker's Life field house.
$800.
It was a big three.
Base set. Series two. Base set.
Oh my God!
You want to check out my Thomas Adrianski?
Oh yes. Yeah.
How much is that one?
I could set the price to whatever I want. Which is why Pablo Torre has a Bismarck Biyombo highlight that he put a $50,000 price on.
What's the cut? Like, what do you get out of that? Because you don't get 100%.
I think we get 100%.
No chance. It's like StubHub. You get like 70%. There's no chance.
There's a rake for sure.
Mm. Yeah.
Well,
I would say yeah.
Transaction.
You're
fees.
Paid $800.
No.
When you sell it, you're gonna be like, oh, I'll sell it for $1,000, and end up getting $750. So you lost one.
I think the catch is they have all your money. They're making investments off of your money, getting a much better ROI on it. Meanwhile, you have to wait 2 months to get verified, and you can only withdraw your money $1,000 at a time. I'd be really offended if there was some sort of take on their part
this
beyond
seems like
that.
It's on the up and up.
Well, I mean, it's still beta. It's Top Shot beta, Bill.
But well, it's also, I mean, it is on the up and up because they do have like official deals with the NBA and with the NBA Players Association. So it is a legit operation.
Yeah, you see that Sudaransky, right?
Oh,
it's metallic gold. Okay. Not only is it rare, but it's also metallic gold. Series 2. You're going to want to get in on these series 2.
Who is the assist 2? I've been able to figure that. Who's number
34
on the Wizards?
Is
Satoransky a wizard or a bull?
He's a bull.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a bull. And that is a very nice assist. Very nice dish in the key. And the lowest ask for this right now, Billy, there's a bunch of people selling. Well, not that many. There's only 98 because they only made 499 of this. The lowest ask for this card is $710.
Thing is, Mike, is like at some point they're gonna unleash the archive and like Larry Bird steal.
They have.
I know, but like I heard Brian Windhorst saying that he hasn't like, or that the NBA hasn't actually dug into the archive as yet to like really let this thing go. But like
not in earnest.
But when
there are like, flashback
Thomas Satoransky does an up and under to Wendell Carter.
Ooh, like that's that, like, Wendell Carter.
That's
huh?
Wendell Carter.
Like, Wendell Carter Ivy.
Yes. Like when they get to the good stuff, there's no way this is gonna have. A remote value. Like
it's always
like
gonna
imagine
have...
like LeBron James throwing it down on Jason Terry.
If you get a LeBron James, you've made thousands of dollars.
But like it's like mundane highlights from this season. No. When he throws it down on Jason Terry.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. Because people are gonna
scores
know.
Scores 27 in a row against Detroit.
Guys, these are series one and series two cards that were released during a pandemic. They're always going to have value. People are always going to want the first editions of stuff. How valuable is the first Hyundai? Think about that. Think about that. I'll let you
ruminate
put
that.
Put that in your slow cooker.
Man, how much is that Ray Allen shot going to go for?
Right, exactly. We haven't even gotten to good NBA highlights yet.
If it's still around by then. It bothers me how much me and Chris Whittingham are aligned on things.
Why?
I don't know.
I think you I'm know, a good ally.
I muted Cortez, and I didn't realize that if he just tags me, that is the mute doesn't work.
Oh.
And it wasn't even because of this. Apparently, I was just like, enough with the Heat stuff. Already.
Oh no, yeah, I've done that before as well.
So the NBA has a very good reputation, progressive leadership, unlike the other sports leadership. Good partnership between Adam Silver. And the players, I just wanted to throw something at you guys and see if you cared at all about what is happening here and what your opinion is on the following. The NBA store has not paid rent in a very long time. The NBA store, citing catastrophic event, has taken basically a lawsuit has gone to the New York Supreme Court because they have not paid they have not paid rent since March of 2020, and I think they're like $12 million past due on rent. When I say that to you, Stugatz, your thoughts are what?
Makes me wince. You're the NBA. You have the money. There's someone's real estate that you're occupying. It's valuable real estate. Pay your bills. That's it.
Catastrophic event.
I understand. Yeah, I mean, I'm certain the NBA, what they have found, it's a terrible look for the NBA, okay? I understand catastrophic event, and there's probably a loophole in the contract between them and whoever owns that that piece of real estate where maybe they can get out of rent for a while because of a catastrophic event. But is it catastrophic to the NBA? I mean, their season's still going on.
Well, that's
still
where that's where I was leading you.
$100 million contracts.
That
to
is
people.
No, but that is where I was leading you on how can you, in good conscience, make an argument? It's not a good conscience argument. It's a legal argument. It's a legal loophole argument. But how can you argue catastrophic event? We don't need to pay our bills. Hey, it's not a catastrophic event on the court where we need to pay our bills. Like, that's what's happening there.
Right.
You can't say, if it's a catastrophic event, why is your league, and it still is a catastrophic event for the league, they're losing all of that money that is in the stands, that's supposed to be in the stands. So it has been a catastrophic event for the business of the NBA, even as the NBA has succeeded somehow through its leadership in a way that has made it like be a leader in sports, getting out and getting back in. But that juxtaposition to me of the business was interesting. The idea that you can just argue something legally out of both sides of your mouth to try with your lawyers to get whatever it is that you can get in the stratosphere, where I just don't think that $12 million in this sphere seems like something that you'd want around your league's name.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
In a way that goes all the way up to the New York Supreme Court. But I imagine the NBA store and the NBA store's link to the NBA might have a little bit of financial sort of, I don't know, wiring that you and I don't understand, like in terms of how much the NBA is actually involved in the finances of the NBA store.
Right, but if you're the NBA, I understand that, and you're right.
We don't understand anything I just said. No, what I just said is the opposite of I understand. No, I understand right. That as your new listen.
Right.
I understand that. It is. Mike, I need some help here. I understand that as your bridge to not listening to anything I just said and just to get to the next place where you want to talk.
It was the rare time I was listening, and I was going to say, I understand we don't understand. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where I was headed.
That's where he was headed.
Yeah,
I'm backing you up on this one. But you do that a lot.
I know.
Please, for the love of God, stop saying listen so much.
So listen, here's the deal with the NBA. Why would you want that hanging around you? It's a $12 million bill. It's a lot. Yup. Catastrophic event. Yes. Why, if you're the NBA, would you want that little thing, $12 million? Because to them, $12 million is a little thing. Why would you want that around you at all?
I don't understand. Well, I guess I understand why we're talking about that, but why should they pay when no one else is? There's all sorts of real estate deals having to be done like this in New York City because of the pandemic, and the real estate in that city was already at an astronomically absurd price that was unfair to real estate developers out there. Now, they make for bad martyrs, obviously, but why should the NBA, just because it's the NBA, try to avoid bad press because they're more well-known than other people, not be able to be afforded the same breaks that other buildings and occupiers of real estate in New York are?
But here's why it's a bad look, Mike. They might not be making money at that store. They're making money somewhere. They have enough money to pay this bill.
No, they're not making money. They're mitigating losses.
That's correct. Stugatz, that's important. That is important.
No, like, but
the business is hemorrhaging right now. That it's just hemorrhaging less than it was when they weren't playing any games at all.
I understand that. They do have some revenue streams.
I think you should just get stuck there. Listen, I understand that. But listen, I understand that. Listen before I tell you how I understand that. I don't understand that. I understand it. Listen.
You also listen to Supodity this week, huh?
I give up.
What do you mean you give up?
I'm folding my hand. Whatever hand and argument I was about to make, I forgot about it, and I'm giving up.
Wow. This, I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
This is the win. That's always blocks his way through the hand.
Love it. I love what you just did there.
I got a four and a five. And a three underneath, man.
This was a conventional.
Just straight a back.
We were trying to do.
I thought he had a hand.
We were trying to do a conventional sports radio topic, and you found yourself on the side.
4-3 suited. Stugatz dumps a 4-3 suited, and it's hard for him because he likes going all in on every single ant.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
You've seen what's happening around here in Miami. Maybe you haven't. I don't know if this is like a known thing, but it's a bit jarring what's happening in the city. You've heard me talk about just the general danger that surrounds right now where we are on 10th and Ocean with scissor fights and shootings. And yesterday over the beach, some dude was just lost at sea, and there were a bunch of fire trucks and police officers and helicopters in the middle of the night just flying all over the place because it feels dangerous on Miami Beach. But something that is happening indisputably in Miami right now, and I don't know what this is going to birth in 10 years, but because our mayor is more progressive on counterculture currency than any other place in the United States, and because that tech money is realizing, wait a minute, California's on fire, and we got people piled on top of each other here, and the coronavirus is worse there. Florida isn't having the problems that California is having because California has a whole lot of people on top of each other who aren't making a lot of money, and it is a nightmare in California the way it has not yet been in Miami, even though Florida has mismanaged all this stuff. California and New York are flooding down here. Flooding down here like I don't need to live there anymore. I can work from home now, and the real estate down here is going crazy, even though it's all going to be underwater in 10 years. Like, it's going nuts because they're like, I want to be in the Wild West down there where they don't have homeowners taxes and they don't have to do anything, and their governor's a crazy person. My place isn't on fire yet. It will be in 10 years when we're drowning, and it's also burning because it's way too hot here for February.
Hey, if we drown, New York drowns too.
And New York has come down here, Stugatz. I've never seen it like this. Just money flooding down here where the real estate is going a bit loopy because New Yorkers are like, I want that property on the wall.
Well, it's always been in Boca and Palm Beach. You're saying down here in Miami.
I'm talking about just in general. New York and California, our roads down here. I have not read about this at all, but I'm just talking to too many people where I see it happening too much. Where affordable housing is stopping being any kind of affordable, or even if you have money, you have to settle for something because of the amount of money that's pouring into Miami right now.
Mayor Suarez desperately wants to be a tech city. So much having meetings with Elon Musk to build tunnels that I don't think we can, given our just general height as a city. I don't understand how we're going to build tunnels. We could go underwater, but not with that aggressive timeline. He takes out billboards in San Francisco because San Francisco real estate was absolutely done in by the tech boom out there. So he's actively courting tech companies, and I just don't think that's ever going to be a fit for South Florida. Because when
it's going to be a corruption fit.
Well, I mean, we're the money laundering capital of the United States of America, and all of a sudden we're going to become a Bitcoin hub too. So
he's trying. A guy who is the son of the mayor of Miami, a very famous mayor of Miami, has decided to get in this game more aggressively than anyone is doing in the United States.
There's a lot of people drawing connections between cryptocurrency and how easy it is to launder money using cryptocurrency as well. So we'll see. When tech comes to a town, they tend to change the culture, but they've never come to a town like Miami.
Oh,
so
boy.
I want a front row seat of what these compliance training is going to be when tech meets Miami, because it's a irresistible force and a movable object when you come to stubbornness and culture. So we'll see.
Mike, are you excited about this Anderson .Paak Bruno Mars collaboration?
Absolutely. How can you not be? Those are Anderson .Paak is tremendous. Bruno Mars is a superstar. He makes good music, good pop music. The whole Bootsy Collins type of influence on it. I'm there for it. No, and it was super quiet that they announced this joint venture. No one really knew that this was in the works. So where one Daft Punk door closes.
Are you excited for it?
He wasn't done with the line, Stugatz.
Sorry, I stepped on the bit. I understand that. I mean, what a weird question.
You were saying when Daft Punk, when one door closes?
When a Daft Punk door closes, a Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak door opens.
Or in the case of Billy, a John Lovitz door. Why do you love this dude so much, Billy? Why do you love him so much?
I love it, Sim. Did you see his cameo, how good it was? God, John Lovitz. He knows how to do a good cameo. You know Cameo, Dan? John Lovitz is on it. You can book him. You know the problem with the publicity that he got from his cameo? I think they shut down his cameo because he got too many requests because he became unavailable after that video went viral. You know Cameo, Dan? John Lovitz?
Tell me about the video for the people who don't know, Billy. Feel free at any point to include the audience.
We have the video. I'm trying to tee up us playing the audio of the video so that you could hear the video yourself.
Okay, let's hear that now.
Zach, John Lovitz here. How are you? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Zach. I think you know the song. Anyway, I was contacted by Becca and Brock and Viv. And they tell me you love the movie Southland Tales. You do? I was in the thing. I'm on the set, and I said to the director, Richard Kelly, can I ask you one question? He said, sure. I go, you know, I read the script, and I just have one question. Yeah. What do I say when people ask me, what's this movie about? Because I can't figure it out for the life of me. And he said, just say it's about the end of the world. And he also said to me, well, I just made the movie like it was going to be the last movie I could ever make. So I just stuck everything in it. That he did. And I still don't get it. But I'm glad that you like it. And anyway, are you vaccinated yet? Because I am. Not, I just said that to bug you. Let's see, and being horny on Maine on Twitter. You like being horny on Twitter, or you hate people that are horny on Twitter? Well, anyway, I want to congratulate you on a birthday. Keep going to that gym, get those abs, get that girlfriend. It's great. And, you know, well, I guess when the pandemic's over, you can go back, but you can still work out. You can do sit-ups at home. Hello, nobody's stopping you. Happy birthday. Oh, and by the way, flow my tears.
Billy, you are so strange.
You are so good.
So he's goddamn so strange. I don't know. You are such...
Maybe it's a visual thing.
Explain to me why and how that went viral, because you proposed it to me as something. Look at him. He's got tears in his eyes.
He's so good. He's so talented. No,
because all you're doing is listening to him and saying, my God, he's my muse. He just yammers and says nothing and asks for money, and he's so much better at it than I am because he's John Lovitz.
I went looking for that movie. I couldn't find it anywhere. It's never happened before. There's so many different streaming everything that you just kind of go on your TV and you type in the name of the movie, Southland, whatever the hell it was called, and no one offers it. Not a single streaming device offers it. I can't find it anywhere.
So what are you laughing at specifically? What, like, why are you pinching your nose and holding
it again?
I'm down.
Sure, play it again.
Zach, John Lovitz here. How are you? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Zach. I think you know the song. Anyway, I was contacted by Becca and Brock and Viv. And they tell me you love the movie Southland Tales. You do? I was in the thing. I'm on the set, and I said to the director, Richard Kelly, can I ask you one question? He said, sure. I go, you know, I read the script, and I just have one question. Yeah. What do I say when people ask me, what's this movie about? Because I can't figure it out for the life of me. And he said, just say it's about the end of the world. And he also said to me, well, I just made the movie like it was going to be the last movie I could ever make. So I just stuck everything.
Oh, turn it off. Like, why are we listening to this again? Why are we listening to this again? Oh, no. Billy, you're the worst, okay? But okay.
What?
Are you lashing?
I'm glad that you like it. And anyway, are you vaccinated yet? Because I am. Not. I just said that to bug you.
Get it?
Let's see. And being horny on Maine on Twitter.
Just musing.
You like being horny on Twitter, or you hate people that are horny on Twitter? Well, anyway, I want to congratulate you on a birthday. Keep going to that gym. Get those abs. Get that girlfriend. It's great. And, you know, well, I guess when the pandemic's over, you can go back. But you can still work out. You can do sit-ups.
Oh, come on. Enough.
Hello. Nobody's stopping you.
Make it stop.
Are you lashing out, Billy, because you had a phone issue last night with the charging of your telephone and you woke up and you say this is one of life's greatest frustrations to think you're charging your phone and then you don't charge your phone?
The worst. You know when you plug in your phone and then you're like, okay, I'm going to wake up, it's going to be fully charged, and it's not? You know why? Because it wasn't plugged into the wall. Isn't that the worst? I want to go on, wake up in the morning, watch my John Lovitz videos, and I can't because my phone isn't charged, even though I thought it was because I plugged it into my phone. But the plug wasn't plugged into the wall. Isn't that the worst?
You didn't hear that noise. There's the little noise when you plug it in.
Oh, no. I hate the noise. I like my phone on silent all the time, which sucks when I lose it because I can't find it because it's on silent. You guys put your phone on silent or do you have the ring? You guys have the ring on?
I have vibrate. Yeah, I go silent. Roy?
It's on vibrate.
Oh, vibrate.
Baby.
What about caption on the TV? You guys do caption when you're watching TV?
Oh, guys, we want to talk about the meeting we had last week. We did a meeting the other day in Google Chat, I think it was called.
Did you just steamroll Chris Cody, who asked a question about whether you like captions or not? Like, what?
We're getting there.
It was deserved.
Okay, are you doing? We're getting there. Okay, let's get there.
We're getting there. Yeah, so we had a meeting in Google Teams or whatever the Google thing is called, and we discovered that you could turn captions on. So the entire meeting, we were distracted because we were just reading each other's captions while we were supposed to be talking and having a meeting. We weren't actually really participating in the meeting. We were just talking. And then, of course, it turned into what it always turns into. How many curse words can we say that can get by the closed captioning? None was the answer. It caught all of them.
This is what you guys are doing with the meetings that I've planned for you with executives.
So many meetings.
Yes. So we now have an executive. So now we have an executive infrastructure. I cannot wait to tell our new bosses, hey, can you guys check out the captions? Are you guys fooling around with old people?
They were there. Yeah, Carl and Gary were playing along.
You should have heard what Skip said.
See you, Gary.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yeah! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media. Source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.